From time to time this summer, we'll be asking people this question: what's your favorite song of summer? A song that, for whatever reason, signifies summer. Maybe it brings back a time or place or emotion. We're going to kick off today with singer-songwriter Todd Snyder. We heard him on the program yesterday talking about his new CD, The Excitement Plan. Today, he'll tell us about a song that transports him back to his childhood.
I forget who sang it, but everybody knows it's a Brandy, you're a fine girl, such a good wife you would be. But my love, my life, and my lady is a sea.
I remember that chorus. I'm
There it is. I have a great memory of being a kid in Beaverton, Oregon, on Chestnut Street, and my father had just put in one of those blue plastic pools, you know, with a deck around it, and he was so happy. We were grilling outside, and the radio was playing AM back in the day, 62 KGW. He had the grill spatula and he was making burgers, and when that song came on, he pretended that spatula was a microphone and he sang and danced to it. And I've always, every time that song comes on now, it makes me very happy. And when we're grilling out in our house in East Nashville, we always put on the oldie station, and when this comes on, someone usually will sing into this, what do you call it, a spatula? Or,
yeah. You'll be the one holding the spatula.
Yes, sometimes I'll recreate the moment, yes.
We do turn into our parents, really.
Yeah, I do think I've turned into my dad. I love the background stuff, my horns and that. That makes me think of the 70s. AM radio, you know. I miss this time in America.
So you would have been how old?
Six.
Brenda used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best for understanding.
Well, she loved this guy, but he had to go back to sea.
At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. Mm. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl, what a good wife you would be.
So Brandy is the sound of summer for
me. Yeah, I wonder if now, and I'm just thinking this, I bet you if I asked my mom, she'd go, oh yeah, that was good, those were good years. You know, Dad was dancing and singing a little bit in those days.
That's Todd Snyder with his summertime memories of the song Brandy from the group Looking Glass. It was a number one hit for a week in August 1972. The single, a B-side actually, stayed on the charts all summer. The group Looking Glass, college friends from Rutgers University, had just one other top 40 single before they split up. Well, today we called lead singer Elliot Lurie, who wrote Brandy. He says over the years, a lot of people have told him they've named their daughter or their cat or dog after the song. It's kind of astonishing, he says, but gratifying that the song remains popular. He told us, I wish I could have had 10 of them, but I'll take one.
Our program is directed by Brendan, not Brandy Banizak, edited by Allison McAdam and produced by Jerry Holmes. The technical director is Bill Deputy. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the Washington desk, Ron Elving, Beth Donovan, Ken Rudin, Kathy Shaw, Barbara Campbell, Mathoni Muturi, and Evie Stone. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Such a fine